Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck, loving the risk they took and the job they do. For a self-made woman like
me. Today we have an amazing guest, and her name is Gia. And how do you pronounce your last name?
So my full name would be actually Gintote Vitkute. But I go by Gia because it's just so much easier.
Tell us a little bit more about who you are, besides you're a life coach. And there's so much thing about you.
Yeah, that's always a complicated question, I guess. So first of all, I'm a traveler. So I kind of do everything else in my life because I love traveling around the world and getting to know other cultures. Originally, I worked in a corporate environment in England, and then I moved to China to teach English. Because I really wanted to start traveling, you know, working online, and I kind of wanted to figure out what I want to do. And then recently, about 8 months ago, I started my own business. As you mentioned, I don't always describe myself as life coach. I usually coach mindset and also business strategy. But yes, life coaching is definitely part of it.
How do you find that courage to start all of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So actually, originally, when I was 12, I knew that I wanted to leave my country and actually travel abroad. I can blame that on my parents because I started traveling when I was 4. So I think by the time I got to being 12 or 13 years old, I couldn't imagine my life without traveling. So I think since then, I just really needed to find a way to go abroad, you know. And when I was 18, it was quite easy to go travel, to go study abroad. So I think I was still a bit afraid of just going and traveling randomly. So I chose to go to study abroad in England. And I think that's where all my personality was kind of built, because England gave me so much courage. I think the environment there was so inspirational, and I met so many interesting people that did totally different things. So I think that's what inspired me to actually look for different ways to figure out who I am, what I want to do, and where I want to be.
When you first started, like, I'm sure you have the ups, the excitement of that traveling. How about the down moment? Do you feel alone? You know, have you ever feel, what am I doing? You know, all those things.
I have to say, so my first kind of alone trip was probably when I actually had to study in UK. So I went to a totally different country, to university that I didn't know where it was. You know, I actually went there about 4 or 5 months before I had to start, and it was super scary to literally just go on a plane and kind of figure it out all myself, because of course English wasn't my first language, it wasn't my native language, and it was just so scary to leave the plane, talk to people in immigration, or you know, talk to people in the bus, or even figure out how to jump on a train. Like, honestly, I was talking to my friend at that time who was waiting to meet me in a different city, but she couldn't meet me in the city I flew into. And I was just so stressed. I was like, what if I miss the stop, you know, in a simple train? How do I get back? So I think it's all about pre-planning, honestly, like in terms of traveling. And I think it kind of works with everything. I think if you pre-plan, if you dream about what's gonna happen when you are in a specific situation, after a few times, it becomes not as scary anymore.
How old were you when you start this journey of travel alone?
My first one was when I was 18.
18? I started travel alone, like really have the courage to travel alone, I think in my almost late 20s or... Yeah, almost late 20s. So the first time you start your business, it is coaching already, or was it something else?
It's kind of interesting. So actually, I kind of had a run to entrepreneurship journey a long time ago. I mean, I attended a lot of events, and I guess I organized a few events, you know, since university time. But I think the first proper business venture was my events in China. So when I was in China, I decided to start events on business strategy, like how to help people to start their business. So that was not online, that was actually in person. It was events orientated, and I had like strategy sessions. So it was a little bit more like consulting rather than coaching. But that was kind of the first my own thing that, you know, it was just me. So I decided I want to leave China. I had 2 years in China and it was great, but I decided I want to travel further. And after having the events, I really knew that I want to work with business strategy and I want to help people figure out how to start a business, how to have success rituals and success routines, you know, something that really helps you when you run your business. I just really didn't know how to do that. Because when I was in China, you're kind of a little bit isolated. You don't have Facebook, you don't have Instagram. You can still access that, but it's a lot more complicated. So I got back to Lithuania and I wanted to start traveling while having the business. So I literally bought a ticket to Portugal and I decided I'm gonna actually start the business itself when I'm in Portugal. So regarding the business, it took me about a month or two to actually figure out what I want to focus on, because I knew I want to do consulting, a little bit of coaching, but I wasn't quite sure how that works. So I took about a month or two to actually research and kind of find the people who are doing what I want to do, and that's how I started. So I only officially started when I was in Portugal.
How is the income versus the expenses of your traveling? Like, how were you surviving, you know, between this? Because you were just started. I mean, I know now, I'm sure your business is established already, but I mean, back then, when you were still just started and you're traveling at the same time, how were you surviving with this?
I think there are always two types of digital nomads, the ones that just drop everything, have like $800 in their bank account and just go travel and kind of start doing something. And they're also the ones that are doing like 9 to 5 and then kind of a little bit of business and all of that. For me, it was a little bit of both. So I knew when I left China, I knew that I want to start my own business and I don't want to work for someone for at least, I don't know, 6 months to a year, you know, before I can figure out if it's my thing. So I actually had a lot of savings. So that was definitely the way to go for me, because I didn't want to feel the pressure of not having the money and learning from my business at the same time. But honestly, even for me, a seasoned traveler, I mean, I thought I know a lot about traveling. It was really hard to be in Portugal, to get distracted by all the amazing things happening around you and running a business. So when I teach my clients right now, I guess, not necessarily teach, maybe coach, I always advise them to start smaller, especially if they don't have experience in something, you know, so they can actually build a structure before they jump all in. It does work for some people. But I think you have to really know that jumping the deep end will work for you. A lot of times it's better to start from something small and easier and actually build it up rather than go all in.
Stay right there and we will be right back.
Tell us one of the most memorable digital nomading moments in your life. Like which country and when you do this kind of business, like you still need to open your laptop and do this kind of a one-on-one kind of a consultation, and I'm sure that there is a Wi-Fi problem sometimes in some part of the world, you know.
I think there are always something, there's always something that's happening that's crazy. One of the really embarrassing or kind of funny moments was when I was actually on a live video, because you know I do a lot of live videos. And I was actually doing a live video on my phone, so I couldn't see a lot of comments and I was apparently sideways and I didn't know that until like the middle of the video. So because it's a live video, it's not like you can actually stop it, pause it or re-record it. So that was really funny. And that's why I always encourage my clients or, you know, my contact, just go on a live video. Honestly, if it's funny, people will probably really enjoy it. Because they will feel like, oh, it happens to her, so it can definitely happen to me as well. There's always connection problems, yes. That's one of the things that, as a digital nomad, you need to decide on. So you cannot travel everywhere. Let's say I was in Dominican Republic, and I was quite lucky, because the internet connection is usually quite good there, at least reasonably good for an island. But let's say I've heard that in Cuba, there is almost no access to internet. So for me, I cannot go to Cuba easily unless I free plan for an actual holiday.
Do you have like some planning for your travel schedule every day?
The way I do my travels right now is I don't travel too much. So I actually prefer to be 3 months or a few or 3 months in one place because I like to get to know the culture and the people. So for me, in that sense, it's a bit easier because I can actually schedule, I don't know, 2-3 hours a day when I'm working with my clients, and then spend my mornings on the Caribbean beach or something. I have to say though, when you run your own business, at least for me, it seems like the work is never ending and you're always wanting to be online. So I kept promising myself that I'm gonna take Monday and Tuesday off when I was in Caribbean. And honestly, that has happened like 1 week. And the rest of the time, I'm always like talking to someone, because when you do what you love, it doesn't really feel like work. Sometimes I get a call from a client and honestly, that's like the best part of the day. So it doesn't feel like it. But yes, I think the balance between work and personal life is a key. Like, you actually have to put some constraints, you know. Like, for me it was easier because a lot of my friends were going out, let's say, from 5 p.m. to the night, you know, but in the mornings they were sleeping. So my mornings were dedicated to my business because then I wasn't distracted. Equally so, it could be, you know, you take 3 days off in a week and then 4 days you're actually always online. So for me, changes, it depends if I'm running group coaching program or if I'm doing only one-on-one clients. I think it depends where the clients are as well, you know, what time zone. That's always really challenging. Like right now I'm in Lithuania, a lot of my clients are in the States. So it's, yeah, the time difference really sucks. But it's just pre-planning, really.
I mean, you're doing what you love every day. Maybe one advice that you will give, what will that be?
Honestly, you know, there is never like one advice to everyone. But I would say you really need to know why are you doing something that you want to do. So let's say some people, you know, I didn't hate my 9-to-5. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. But I couldn't travel, I didn't have the time. I had the money, I didn't have the time. Some people misunderstand that and, you know, they say, oh, our 9-to-5s were terrible or not great. So if that's the case, that's fine, then you need to change that. For me, it was the case of, I loved what I was doing, but I also wanted to do something else. So now I'm doing a mix of everything. But I think you really need to, anyone, you know, needs to sit down and spend a good few months, if not longer, depending on where they are, to figure out what actually makes them tick. What are their passions? What are the things that make them them? You know, like for me, it's dancing. Wherever I go, wherever I travel, when I go dancing, I feel like home. So this is my grounding thing that brings me back to feeling good. And that's another thing that I could tell to everyone. Don't think that having your own business is gonna be easier than 9-to-5. Honestly, 9-to-5 is so much easier. Like, somebody tells you what to do, all you gotta do is follow. When you have your own business, I'm sure you know, you're working in a creative work, it's never easy, you know, until you're really established, which takes a while to do. It's never really easy and you have to do a lot of things by yourself. So make sure you have the financial support, you know, so you wouldn't have to stress about it. Know your why. Why do you wanna do that and what is it that makes you tick? And then just do it. Like, don't wait until it's perfect. Like, don't wait until your website is perfect, until your, I don't know, your program is perfect or your product is perfect. Kind of just go out and talk about it with people. Once you start talking about it with people, the universe will kind of bring everything to you.
For audience who want to find you, who wants to know you more and listen to you more, where can they find you?
So definitely I do live videos on my personal profile, which is Gia Vitkute. So you can definitely add me and just message me. And the other easy way to do that is to find my Facebook group, which is Success Hostel for Passionate Entrepreneurs. So it's a place where everyone can figure out what they want to do and kind of get inspired and motivated by me and the other team members. So I think that's the easiest way. Do what makes you happy. I think, you know, environment is very important and it impacts how happy you are. But the actual happiness comes from within. You have to start from actually building yourself as a person that you want to be, and then everything else kind of falls into place.
That's really great. Thank you so much, Gia. It's really nice to have you sharing this. I mean, I really like inspired a lot by you. For a self-made woman like
me. This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. Also, you can watch this video podcast at youtube.com/Lydia Isnanto. If you would like to be the guest of the show, please message me and join the group at facebook.com/dreampreneurschat. We'll be releasing new episode every other week, so we'll see you soon in 2 weeks for brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone, because you never know how one sentence of your life story could inspire others to rewrite their own.